This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello and welcome to Tits and Tricks, Ready or Not's bite-sized, tip-based podcast helping you to make work work. I'm Loz. And today we're diving into a hot topic for many of us, how to keep our little ones entertained while we're working from home during the school holidays. Not an ideal scenario, but I was actually surprised how many mums are in this boat, whether it's due to potentially having a sick kid at home during school holidays, or maybe it's for financial reasons, so just not being able to justify the cost of school holiday programs, or maybe it's the fact that there are so many school holidays during the year and 4 weeks of annual leave that you have to accrue. And maybe you just have the option of having your children at home while you work. It is a real juggling act, but I have some actionable tips and tricks that will help you balance work and play without losing your sanity, most importantly. Let's get into it. Number one, create a schedule that works for everyone. One of the best ways to manage your time and your kids' energy is to set up a flexible but clear schedule. Start by blocking out your work hours and then fill in the gaps with activities for the kids. For instance, if you're free for a quick 20-minute break around 10 a.m., plan a short craft project or a snack time. Kids thrive on routine, so having a rough plan for their day helps keep them occupied and happy. Notice I said short craft project, which for me is very unusual because most of you would know that I hate craft, but there are some circumstances where it is super beneficial. Number two. Engage them with DIY projects. Again, not very me, but do I do it? Yes. If you want to keep your children busy while you're in a meeting or focusing on a task, set up DIY craft stations. It does not need to be super messy. You also do not have to be someone that resonates as being a craft mum. I certainly do not. Grab some supplies, paper, pencils, the markers that are washable. So if they get them on the wall, you can just wipe them off. Stickers, those magnet books are excellent. There's also the books with the white pen where they can color in, it turns to color. There's no mess. And let them have a play. You can find tons of easy craft ideas online. One thing that I have found to be a really good time waster for children is making paper plate masks or building a cardboard castle. I'm sure many of you have either had Dinnerly or Marley Spoon or something along those lines, and you've got leftover boxes. Break them up, let them build something, give them a time limit and say, at the end, I'm going to see what you've done. Sienna loves it. I would say the key is to choose activities that are simple but captivating. Some might say the messier the better because it means that they're having fun. I don't necessarily agree with that. I would say the more thought that goes into it from their perspective. So it's like a project, like they want to show it to you. So the more that you can get them engaged in creating something to showcase to you after, the better. Number three, utilize educational apps and websites. Technology, let's be real, it can be a lifesaver. There are numerous educational apps and websites designed to engage kids while helping them learn. Programs like ABC Mouse or Khan Academy Kids offer interactive activities that can range from maths to art. It is a win-win. Your kids stay occupied and they're learning something new. If your children are not yet at an age where they're doing maths, which is fine, my children are definitely not, there are also things like Cocomelon, Miss Rachel, Peppa Pig, Bluey, Duck Duck Moose, which is an excellent app that is free that will also do the same thing and take up time. I would say it is always recommended to monitor their screen time and balance it with other activities. But you know your kid best. If you're in a situation where they have to watch TV all day, I'm sure they're not doing it every day, so go easy on yourself. Number four, set up a quiet time routine. Quiet time is golden for both you and your children. My daughter dropped her nap at 2 years and 1 month, so we have been doing quiet time for a long time, and it has honestly changed my life. Designate an hour each day where everyone does something quietly. So it could be reading, drawing, watching a movie is a great one. For younger kids, you might introduce a quiet time box. We also have that in our household. So it's got puzzles and little sticker books. This not only gives you a break, but it also teaches kids the value of downtime. Number five, time blocking with your partner. Time blocking with your partner can be a game changer for balancing work and parenting duties during the school holidays. Sit down together and map out your daily schedules, allocating specific blocks of times for each of you to focus on your work while the other one engages with the kids. For instance, one of you might handle morning routines and play times while the other one works, and then you switch in the afternoon. This approach ensures that both work and family time are managed effectively. It will reduce your stress for sure, and it will help maintain a sense of teamwork. Often I find school holiday activities are generally left to mums to organize. And if you don't have any annual leave left, that can mean trying to balance parenting and work for an entire day, which is a bloody long time. Get your partner involved. See how you can split it. Plus, it also allows you to enjoy quality time with your children without feeling really overwhelmed. Number six goes without saying, get outside via a walking meeting. Wherever possible, let the outdoors be your ally. Fresh air and physical activity are crucial for kids, and a simple game outside, so whether you get some chalk and do some drawing on the pavement or a walk around the block, can do wonders. If your schedule allows, set up a little outdoor playtime either in the morning or afternoon, so it'll help your kids burn off that energy and it'll also give you a breather. If you've got meetings during the day that you're not an active participant in, make them a walking meeting. Go to the park, let your kids play outside, toggle your phone up the top, swipe on your phone from top to bottom, click on the little microphone to minimize background noise, and then hopefully whoever's on your call is not going to hear your child in the background. Win-win. Number seven, plan fun family breaks. Finally, integrate short family breaks into your day. Even if it's just 5 minutes, play a quick little game, have a little mini dance party, enjoy a snack together. These moments not only provide your kids with the attention that they crave, but they'll also help break up your workday. Other suggestions for zero cost. Lately, we have been getting into DIY science experiments. This can be done with really simple household items. So you can make a volcano with baking soda and vinegar and a couple of food dye drops. Pretty wild for me, actually, and put it on a placemat so that you don't make a mess everywhere. One of my go-tos every single time is a home theater. Set up a movie day with popcorns and what I like to call a party pack, that you kind of give it that interval stage. Look at Disney Plus. If you haven't already got Disney Plus, now is the time to invest. You can even create like cute little tickets. I normally do a bit of a cubby house scenario. So I get a couple of blankets, put some pillows on the floor. My daughter can sit there. She's got a little popcorn. I provide a lunchbox. I do a lunchbox every single day, regardless of whether it's weekends. It is so much more convenient. It'll also mean that if you're working from home while your child is at home all day, they're not going to be asking you 25 times, Mom, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. They've got their lunchbox. They've got all their snacks in front of them. It just avoids that whole annoyance of constantly asking for snacks. Chalk is also an excellent, excellent idea. It is not messy. You can hose it off. You could go to a local park, a footpath, wherever. Get your kids to draw with chalk. Or if you are feeling adventurous, an outdoor adventurer is always quite fun. You can go on a nature scavenger hunt. I always say, I want you to find 5 different types of leaves. Can you pick me 4 different types of flowers? So you can collect them, and then when you get home, you can stick them on a piece of paper with some sticky tape and make a nice little project. There you have it. That is some very quick practical strategies to keep your kids entertained while you're working from home during the school holidays. Remember, flexibility is key. Not everything will go perfectly, and that's okay. With a little planning and creativity, you can make this time enjoyable for both you and your kids. And if you have any tips or stories to share about working from home with kids, I'd love to hear them. Until next time, keep juggling, stay positive, and remember, you're doing a bloody great job. Enjoy the holidays.